Forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-507-9624. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-507-9624. That's 800-507-9624. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand. You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Storm alerts stretching along the Gulf Coast as Francine gains strength in the Gulf. The tropical storm expected to become a Category 1 hurricane and make landfall tomorrow along Louisiana. Francine already impacting parts of the Texas panhandle. Texas Governor Greg Abbott urging residents to remain vigilant.
Power outages are expected and difficult driving conditions may occur mainly across coastal areas today. Texans in those areas need to be careful about low land flooding and roadways along the coast.
In Philadelphia, candidates gearing up for tonight's presidential debate in Philadelphia. Kamala Harris and Donald Trump squaring off in what could be the only debate before Election Day. Police in Omaha, Nebraska confirming in a social media post, Northwest High School is now secure following a shooting. Omaha Police Department confirms a 15-year-old was critically injured. Police say a suspect is in custody. This is ABC News. Apple runs out of options as the EU's top court dismisses the company's final appeal over back taxes.
A big chunk taken out of Apple to the tune of $14.3 billion back taxes to Ireland. At the core of the dispute, sweetheart deals that Dublin was offering to attract multinational businesses with minimal taxes across the 27-nation bloc. The case goes back 8 years. The final decision now by the European Court was quickly hailed as a landmark victory over corporate greed. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
The Justice Department is suing Maine because of how officials say the state treats children with behavioral health disabilities. The DOJ alleges that Maine unnecessarily segregates those children in hospitals, residential facilities, and a state-run juvenile detention facility. Federal investigators say the actions violate the Americans with Disabilities Act. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Paul's new drone startup just lost its most genius computer scientist.
We just lost our best genius to some new genius who's got a genius new idea. I'm going to have to find a new genius or two half geniuses and fast.
He needs a computer scientist that can keep his startup from falling down.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
You might wonder, John Legend, how do you keep your voice sounding so legendary? Honey, and how do I keep my protection against COVID-19 up to date? With a COVID shot this season, designed for recent variants.
You can get your COVID-19 shot when getting your flu shot if you're due for both, as recommended by the CDC.
The fresher, the better.
Ask your healthcare provider about getting this season's COVID-19 shot when getting your flu shot.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Storm alerts stretching along the Gulf Coast as Francine gains strength in the Gulf. The tropical storm expected to become a Category 1 hurricane and make landfall tomorrow along Louisiana. Francine already impacting parts of the Texas panhandle. Texas Governor Greg Abbott urging residents to remain vigilant.
Power outages are expected and difficult driving conditions may occur mainly across coastal areas today. Texans in those areas need to be careful about low land flooding and roadways along the coast.
In Philadelphia, candidates gearing up for tonight's presidential debate in Philadelphia. Kamala Harris and Donald Trump squaring off in what could be the only debate before Election Day. Police in Omaha, Nebraska confirming in a social media post Northwest High School is now secure following a shooting. Omaha Police Department confirms a 15-year-old was critically injured. Police say a suspect is in custody. This is ABC News. Apple runs out of options as the EU's top court dismisses the company's final appeal over back taxes.
A big chunk taken out of Apple to the tune of $14.3 billion back taxes to Ireland. At the core of the dispute, sweetheart deals that Dublin was offering to attract multinational businesses with minimal taxes across the 27-nation bloc. The case goes back 8 years. The final decision now by the European Court was quickly hailed as a landmark victory over corporate greed. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
The Justice Department is suing Maine because of how officials say the state treats children with behavioral health disabilities. The DOJ alleges that Maine unnecessarily segregates those children in hospitals, residential facilities, and a state-run juvenile detention facility. Federal investigators say the actions violate the Americans with Disabilities Act. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Paul's new drone startup just lost its most genius computer scientist.
We just lost our best genius to some new genius who's got a genius new idea. I'm going to have to find a new genius, or two half geniuses, and fast.
He needs a computer scientist that can keep his startup from falling down.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
You might wonder, John Legend, how do you keep your voice sounding so legendary? Honey, and how do I keep my protection against COVID-19 up to date? With a COVID shot this season, designed for recent variants.
You can get your COVID-19 shot when getting your flu shot if you're due for both, as recommended by the CDC.
The fresher, the better.
Ask your healthcare provider about getting this season's COVID-19 shot when getting your flu shot.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Ayling. Racine County's district attorney said Friday police officers involved in a fatal shooting at a park there won't be criminally charged. On July 10th, officers responded to the report of a man lying face down at Cliffside Park in Caledonia. The man, 37-year-old Jesse Pat, fired a gun in the air as officers approached him. That led to a two-hour standoff that ended when Pat was shot by officers after reaching for his gun. Pat died at the scene. Police connected Pat to allegedly setting a house on fire in Racine 2 days earlier. His mother, 67-year-old Cheryl Christensen, was found dead inside the burned home with gunshot wounds. Police in Sheboygan shoot a man who assaults and tries to disarm an officer. When police responded to the report of a man waving a gun in downtown Sheboygan Sunday evening, they said the 23-year-old lunged at an officer. He then assaulted them and took the officer's gun out of their duty belt. Another officer shot the man, who was arrested, taken to a local hospital, and later flown to a Green Bay area hospital for surgery. The assaulted officer suffered minor injuries. No one else was hurt. Airports across Wisconsin will get more than $34 million for safety and operation improvements.
The funds come from a Federal Aviation Administration program that provides grants for the planning and development of public-use airports and improvements related to enhancing airport safety, capacity, security, and environmental concerns. Projects receiving funding include nearly $3 million to expand the terminal building at the Appleton International Airport and almost $6 million to rehab paved taxiways at Dane County Regional Airport. Funding for the upgrades come from the Tammy Baldwin-backed government funding bill. Baldwin faces Republican challenger Eric Hovde in a race for Senate this November. Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Ayling. Racine County's district attorney said Friday police officers involved in a fatal shooting at a park there won't be criminally charged. On July 10th, officers responded to the report of a man lying face down at Cliffside Park in Caledonia. The man, 37-year-old Jesse Pat, fired a gun in the air as officers approached him. That led to a two-hour standoff that ended when Pat was shot by officers after reaching for his gun. Pat died at the scene. Police connected Pat to allegedly setting a house on fire in Racine 2 days earlier. His mother, 67-year-old Cheryl Christensen, was found dead inside the burned home with gunshot wounds. Police in Sheboygan shoot a man who assaults and tries to disarm an officer. When police responded to the report of a man waving a gun in downtown Sheboygan Sunday evening, they said the 23-year-old lunged at an officer. He then assaulted them and took the officer's gun out of their duty belt. Another officer shot the man, who was arrested, taken to a local hospital, and later flown to a Green Bay area hospital for surgery. The assaulted officer suffered minor injuries. No one else was hurt. Airports across Wisconsin will get more than $34 million for safety and operation improvements.
The funds come from a Federal Aviation Administration program that provides grants for the planning and development of public-use airports and improvements related to enhancing airport safety, capacity, security, and environmental concerns. Projects receiving funding include nearly $3 million to expand the terminal building at the Appleton International Airport and almost $6 million to rehab paved taxiways at Dane County Regional Airport. Funding for the upgrades come from the Tammy Baldwin-backed government funding bill. Baldwin faces Republican challenger Eric Hovde in a race for Senate this November. Shaw Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Partly cloudy and a little breezy today. We'll get to 82 for a high. The wind south 10 to 20, gusting to 25. Tonight we'll drop down to 62. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 86. Then on Thursday, mostly sunny with a high of 88. If you are looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's easy to get there, and it is definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 75.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Partly cloudy and a little breezy today. We'll get to 82 for a high. The wind south 10 to 20, gusting to 25. Tonight, we'll drop down to 62. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 86. Then on Thursday, mostly sunny with a high of 88. If you are looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's easy to get there, and it is definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 75.
For December corn futures, 3 cents lower, 4.04 1/4. March corn down 2 3/4, 4.23 1/4. July corn futures closed at 4.41 1/2, 2 1/4 cents on the day. Down just a couple of cents, but man, it hurts, Brian.
Yeah, you know, we just very lightly pressed it lower today. We didn't take out yesterday's lows. We traded right to them. And it looks like this corn market, again, we had a big reversal off some downtrend resistance last Friday. And I think we have to look at that as a potential shift in the momentum for corn.
All right. Well, soybean futures gave back what was gained yesterday. Cordonnier left his U.S. bean yield forecast at 53 bushels per acre for a production forecast at 4.57 billion bushels. S&P Global Commodity Insights has the soybean crop at 4.6 billion bushels on a yield of 53.5. The soybean crop was rated 65% good to excellent by USDA and 10% poor to very poor. November beans 20 3/4 cents lower, 9.97 1/4. January beans dropped 20 1/4 to 10.15 1/4. March beans closed at 10.30, looks like, 19 1/2 cents lower. Looks like we've got your pal Matt Bennett standing by. Let's see what he makes of it. What say?
What's up, Big Matt? You're up in Fargo. What's going on?
Just up here at Big Iron. There's a pretty good crowd up here. They say it's the most vendors that they've ever had here, which is interesting. Whenever you look at what's going on, obviously, in the general ag sector. But, yeah, there's a big crowd here.
So we had some stuff lower today, corn and beans, and wheat was positive, the one bright spot, along with oats for whatever that's worth. But what do you think crept into the bean and corn markets today?
It's tough saying. I do think that, some early yields, I don't know if they're filtering their way through yet, but I've heard some awfully big yields coming out of early beans, for instance, in central Illinois. And I think that when you start getting into harvest time, if people are pleasantly surprised with what they already consider to be a big yield, it can kind of get to the market maybe a little quicker than, what people think that it could. I think the other thing is that, you're still looking at this weather system potentially coming up, and it looks like maybe we're not going to get as much rainfall. Maybe where some of these beans are ready, I think that was in the back of some traders' minds here over the last few days. And if you don't end up getting a really wet pattern, over the next few days, I think that is a good thing as far as harvest goes. Obviously, we need that rainfall in the Mississippi River. So hopefully, we'll get it in the areas that we need it, but we don't get it where guys are trying to harvest.
Yeah, it's funny when you start talking about moisture and you want it, but you don't want it, and the timing of it can be very critical. But, up next, we are going to have a really good conversation with the one of the partners of John Stewart & Associates, Kevin Claussen. And I wanted to have, like I said, a focus on the cash market a little bit. And I think look for some places where there's going to be some opportunity in the next few months, and also maybe address some of the pitfalls that we're going to see in the cash market and things to try and avoid. So we will get right to that when we get back to the show out of the break.
Well, harvest is upon us, and with it comes one of the dustiest, dirtiest times of the year on the farm. That puts extra strain on machinery and makes it more important than ever to protect our valuable equipment with Donaldson filters. Donaldson offers a full line of air, fuel, lube, and hydraulic filters engineered to deliver superior performance and protection for your equipment. No wonder so many OEMs worldwide specify Donaldson filters. Ask for Donaldson filters at your local parts supplier today.
When it comes to growing soybeans, you need an advantage. And with Citavo soybean seed, you get a big one. 3.4 bushels per acre big. It's a yield advantage made possible by BASF genetics, proprietary germplasm, and industry-leading seed quality. Talk to your retailer today about staying ahead of the game with Zatavo soybean seed, distributed exclusively by BASF.
This is Andrew McCray, host of The American Countryside. I'm also a farmer and rancher from Northwest Missouri, and I hope you'll join me each week for Farming the Countryside as we take a look at the top issues impacting agriculture as told by the people farming and working in our industry. We'll talk about markets and trade, share some of the latest tips and trends from grain and livestock producers, and take a look at trends impacting rural America. Join me for Farming the Countryside on many local radio stations or on your favorite podcast platform, or just go to farmingthecountryside.com.
Humic loss makes it harder for crops to absorb applied nutrients. Resurge from Helena is a low-dust granule that delivers humic compounds to improve nutrient uptake and plant growth. The Resurge granule's superior hardness and uniformity withstands pneumatic applications, allowing for even distribution in your fertilizer and across the acre. Energize your soil and elevate your crops. Contact your Helena representative to learn more. Always follow label instructions and check registration status before use.
Whatever your industry or service, we know running your own business is a point of pride. Pride in serving the community and pride in building something greater. And at Wisconsin Credit Union, we take pride in helping you achieve it. By offering everything from business accounts to ACH services, business remote deposit and card processing. We also provide the latest online and mobile banking services to save you even more time. And because investing in your business is key to growing it, we provide great rates and fast local decision-making on loans. We even offer the convenience of applying for our Business Express loans online. But what truly sets us apart is the level of personal attention you'll receive from Wisconsin loan officers who really know the local business climate. Because, like you, we're also proud to be a part of it. To find out more about our business loans and services, just stop in or visit our website. Wisconsin Credit Union. Equal opportunity lender. Member eligibility required. Member NCUA.
We've cleared the schedule for you. Give us a call at 855-482-5524 and join the conversation.
We are back. This is AgriTalk After the Bell. Brian Split, guest host for Chip Flory. And we've got a gentleman this afternoon that we're going to talk to, Kevin Clausen, partner of John Stewart & Associates. And Kevin, are you there?
I am, Brian.
Welcome. Thanks for joining me today. Can you just give us a brief introduction of, you know, who you are and how you participate in the marketplace before we get into the conversation we're going to have?
You bet. So I'm a partner of John Stewart & Associates. We're a commercial risk management company. We work with all aspects of the agriculture supply chain, buyers and sellers, helping them manage their risk with futures and options, and then also providing overall cash risk management consulting services for everybody from feed mills to elevators to crush plants, ethanol plants, et cetera.
And speaking of crush plants, you're on the road today. Where are you at?
I'm in Nebraska today. So the Norfolk crush plant is in the process of starting up soon. So I'm going to stop by and say hi to those guys today.
Okay, perfect. So a lot of times when I'm on the show, Kevin, I talk about the charts and price direction, and I didn't want to beat that to death. I thought maybe we'd go a little bit of a different route and talk a little bit more of the cash market type of things that we should be focusing on in the next several months. And so I wanted to talk about maybe some of the opportunities that you think we should be looking for, and also address some of the pitfalls that we may want to try to avoid, especially as the crop is coming out of the field, you know, and will there be storage for all of it on farm? If not, what are things that we need to be mindful of? But, you know, let's lead off with some opportunity. Let's talk some positive stuff first. So as we head into fall and maybe into the early part of winter and transition into spring, what are the things that you feel like producers should be looking for as things that'll be opportunity for them in the cash market?
I think the biggest opportunity is the one right in front of us today. So across the Corn Belt, there are still several pockets that have some strong inverses, meaning a nearby premium for delivery yet this month, whether you're cleaning out old crop bins or if you're able to get in and get some early harvest. So I would really encourage everybody across the Corn Belt to be looking at your local markets and trying to determine, is there an inverse still in the marketplace that makes sense for you to sell that? Because there's a real financial penalty of being the long through this old crop, new crop inverse. So work with your grain buyers and make sure if there are opportunities out there, you're looking to move that grain, reward the inverse, and you can always look at a re-ownership strategy that is likely less costly than the inverse cost that you're going to be wearing, carrying that grain through this old crop, new crop inverse.
Okay, and so when you look at the board and you could say, okay, well, December corn is at 404 and a quarter, March corn is at 423 and a quarter, and so we know when the board is inverted, right? It's visible, and it is not currently. What you're talking about is focusing on the actual cash price local to you. And if the cash price right now is higher than a month, two, three down the road, reward that inverse by selling the physical now, correct?
Correct. And we're talking about a very short-term opportunity. There are several markets that are struggling to get enough ownership to bridge the gap until the combines run in their area. So this would be a basis-driven inverse where there's pockets in Iowa, for example, where we're looking at a 60-cent inverse for shipment here nearby versus what they'll be bidding in just a matter of 3 or 4 weeks, which is extreme. But those opportunities might be 15, 20, or 25 cents in other markets. And with this current low price structure, as we all know, any 10 or 15 or 20 cent opportunity that's in front of us, we got to figure out how to capture it.
Right. Yeah. Every little bit counts right now. And so to one of your other points, you were referencing the cost of carrying a product. There's storage cost. There is interest cost. And I think you were kind of alluding towards maybe some alternatives to mitigate that, that cost of maintaining physical ownership. And so one of the things that I just year in and year out, when we look at bushels that what can go in the bin and then what needs to go to town right out of the field, there's always a conversation I have every year about paying commercial storage. And so I think that's something that people really need to think about is the bushels that can't go in the bin. what is it going to cost to take you to store that crop until when you might likely deliver it or price it, which would probably be in sometime in January or February, just judging by previous behaviors? And what would an option cost for roughly the same period of time? And I think if producers go through that exercise, they'll find that the option might be actually cheaper than the storage cost, with also mitigating the downside risk of the futures market.
Yeah, I think the most important opportunity just starts with making a plan. As we're getting closer to harvest, you start to have a much better idea of the total number of bushels you're going to have to deal with. So really make it a point here over the next couple of days or week or 10 days at most. Start with making sure you have a plan. Where am I physically going to go with these bushels? How much can I hold at home? And then what is the most opportunistic place for me to take the bushels that I can't hold? But then take the next step and think about what is that marketing decision that makes the most sense. Oftentimes, you know, just putting the grain on storage can be a trap for a lot of producers. And I would encourage people to think about convert that grain to cash, stop the interest bills, and look for other opportunities to try to generate reownership, especially if this market does go down and make a harvest low. It might make more sense to make that cash sale today and look for a reownership strategy if we do have another dip, all the while putting a floor under this thing and then putting your cash to work for you.
Right. And so you base or the storage conversation is a potential trap for the producer. Can you kind of go through why that is and maybe what behavior that paying storage typically leads to on the producer side? Because I think we kind of lived that this past February, if I recall, right, when you have a lot of HTAs coming due or a lot of bushels that are on commercial storage to a certain amount of time. What to you happens in that period of time, and why is that a trap?
Well, when I would combine basis contracts with that as well. So my caution to the producer is putting bushels on storage, you know, putting bushels on a price later or putting bushels on a basis contract. It's not protecting you to the downside risk. And it's also potentially putting you in a position of not making a decision. And the biggest challenge that we all went through over the last 12 to 18 months was being unable to sell these lower prices than what we were just used to seeing 3, 6, 9 months ago. So I would really encourage people to be very careful with not protecting yourself on the downside risk, just given the challenge that we all face when it comes to executing at these lower prices. And I would add to that, the specific risk of a basis contract is the very wide carries that we have in the market and the natural tendency for a big carry market to roll down. Look at the soybean market, especially. We have very, very large U.S. and global supplies. That is why the market is in such a big carry. History would say, assuming average weather and normal market conditions, that carry market will roll down. And for those of you with bushels on a basis contract, you're going to either be faced with potentially pricing that at lower futures than what you thought as the market rolls down, or rolling that basis contract in, for example, a 20-cent carry from November to January. And both of those can be very challenging situations if you're not managing them very closely with your grain buyer.
Right. And to your point, just the general mechanics of when you're in a basis contract, and let's say you set basis at 20 under the November futures, and all of a sudden you have that decision to make when we're going into the delivery period for November, and you either have to price it or roll it to January. And if you roll it to January and there's a 20-cent carry, now you're 40 under the January. So it just continues to bite into it. We're going to take a quick break here in about a minute. So I don't want to get too much on another topic, but you also watch the charts a little bit in conjunction with what you do. What do you think about the reversals that we had on Friday? You got a little over 30 seconds to tell me. Do you think that was a swing high that we made and we're headed back down?
Yeah, I think with the amount of harvest that we have ahead of us and how quickly that's going to come to the market and how undersold the producer is, I think we're at real risk of go retesting that 385D low and that 955 November soybean low here this month of September.
And we do have a USDA report here, a WASD report out on Thursday. We're going to be looking at some potential yield adjustments and some demand adjustments. So we are going to take that quick break right now. When we return, we are going to hear more from Kevin Clausen of John Stewart and Associates.
This fall, enhance your dry fertilizer and power crop performance with Titan XC. By increasing the availability of applied nutrients, Titan XC makes your dry fertilizer program more efficient and effective, meaning you can increase your yields while keeping money in your pocket. Ask for Titan XC on your dry fertilizer today and power crop performance next season. Visit cropfertility.com or contact your local Nutrien Ag Solutions crop consultant to learn more.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
Let's go to the markets page at ProFarmer.com and check today's closes, where December HRW wheat futures were 8 1/4 cents higher at 584. December soft red wheat gained 5 3/4 to 574 1/4. December corn futures were 3 cents lower at 404 1/4. March corn fell 2 3/4 cents to 423 1/4. November soybean futures were 20 3/4 cents lower today, 9.97 1/4 at the close. January beans down 20 1/4 to 10.15 1/4. December cotton today gained 52 points to 68.21. On your livestock, October fats 60 cents lower, 176.32 1/2. October feeders 67 1/2 cents higher at 235.40. And October lean hog futures today fell 25 cents to 78.55. Get more. Go to tryprofarmer.com.
Well, now, which would you rather have? World-class seed genetics and traits, or seed that's been tested and proven to yield in your area? Well, with Pioneer, you get both, plus the support of a dedicated local team. For the unbeatable combination of elite seed genetics, local knowledge and insights, and rigorous local testing, contact the team at Bowers Seeds and Service, your local authorized Pioneer sales representative serving the Durand area. At Pioneer, our name is our mission, and what's next happens here.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Dunn Energy is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Partly cloudy and a little breezy today. We'll get to 82 for a high. The wind south 10 to 20, gusting to 25. Tonight we'll drop down to 62. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 86. Then on Thursday, mostly sunny with a high of 88. If you are looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's easy to get there, and it is definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 75.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Partly cloudy and a little breezy today. We'll get to 82 for a high. The wind south 10 to 20, gusting to 25. Tonight we'll drop down to 62. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 86. Then on Thursday, mostly sunny with a high of 88. If you are looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's easy to get there, and it is definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 75.
We're back. This is Brian Split filling in for Chip Flory. We have Kevin Clausen. Davis, please don't speak so I can get through this next segment without laughing.
I won't, Brian. I will say absolutely. I'll just sit here quietly. I'll behave myself. I said I was going to behave today, and I'll do it, buddy, just for you.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Kevin, so we were talking about the pitfalls of paying commercial storage and the behavioral patterns that that can lead to. Same thing with basis contracts. Do you have a sense, and I know this will vary widely based on geographic location, but what are facilities charging right now to store corn? Do they charge it per month? Do they charge you a certain fee to get you to a certain time right out of the gate? What are you seeing?
Yeah, I mean, the answer is it varies quite a bit. There's a real cost to that facility to be able to take that grain, elevate it, and be able to hold it and manage the condition, manage the risk while you're trying to make a decision to market it. So, you know, it's going to cost at least 6 cents a month to roughly 8 cents a month in terms of fees. Plus, the farmer is going to have some interest cost of not converting that grain to cash. And then some people have a minimum in charge to get you to the end of the year, for example. So you're talking about a range of 20 to 25 cents a month of real cost to the producer choosing not to sell that grain and convert it to cash. And that's, you know, fairly widespread across the industry, whether you're choosing storage or price later. The interest cost to the producer is real if you're going to choose not to convert it to cash. So that's going to be an expense, you know, for every producer.
So, and I think there's two pieces of that conversation. So you'd mentioned that some facilities have like that minimum in charge. What are you hearing that is? What does that amount to? And what does that take you to? What are you paying to store to on a lot of these minimum ins? Is that to the end of the year or when is that?
Yeah, let's just assume that it's a rough 90-day minimum in charge that gets you to the end of the year. And that's around a 20 to 25 cent cost in general to the producer.
Okay. So, and I'm just thinking out loud here, this is not a recommendation, but just to kind of compare apples to apples, I'm looking at the March corn board right now and it's at 423 and a quarter. And at the money or slightly in the money, 420 call today settled at 21 7/8. So let's just call that 22 cents. That gets you to the end of February, right? So that takes you to February 21st. And I would also point out that the interest on an option that you're paying, right? So you're paying interest on an $1,100 option instead of the interest on the nominal value of your cash product. So you're exchanging the interest cost quite substantially. And frankly, you're maintaining ownership of those bushels on paper for cheaper than what the storage would cost and for a longer period of time. Does that sound right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. It is the cost of the option is a fraction of the interest cost of carrying the unsold grain. And you're also establishing a floor. And I would think another good way for the producer to think about it is, in general, the producer is the significant long in the market today. They're behind on marketing for new crop, and they're needing a place to take some bushels. I would just encourage producers to think about those excess bushels that need to go to town because your bins at home are full. Really think about trying to sell those, convert them to cash, put a floor underneath those bushels to manage your downside risk, because you are the significant long in the market. If the market does continue to rally, that's excellent. That's great. You've got, you know, bins at home that are full. And if you've done the reownership strategy, with that call option, you could continue to participate there. But just from a sheer risk management standpoint, those excess overrun bushels that need to go to town, really think hard about marketing those, especially if you're someone that would normally be more heavily sold going into harvest than what you find yourself today.
Very good points. And something that you've said more than once, Kevin, is that the producer as a whole is undersold. You know, I think there's a large importance of managing your cash. And I think you're alluding to that by saying, hey, guys, these overage bushels, we got to convert that to cash. But also the big picture balance sheet for 2025 as well, because, you know, you said the producer is the long in the market, and they're not only long right now, they are perpetually long. Every day they wake up and step out of bed, they're long this crop, they are long next year, they're long the year after that. So what are you looking at when you're looking at some balance sheets as you're doing some consulting? How are you advising 2025 right now? What do you think the opportunity is there?
Yeah, I think the thing to think about is put yourself in a position to reward rallies. Get with your grain buyer, get with your risk management advisor, identify targets that are profitable for your operation, and put those orders in. For the farmers that had those orders working in the corn and soybean market over the last 10 days or 2 weeks, they were able to make sales specifically on soybeans 70 cents a bushel off of the lows that we made in August. In the middle of August, we were looking at cash prices in central Iowa off the combine below $9 cash. And just a matter of 3 weeks later, most of those markets got into the, you know, 950, 940, 950 cash range. And with the type of yields that we're expecting in the heart of the Corn Belt, especially on your overrun bushels that you need to take to town, marking 950 cash level, that's going to put you in a position to be profitable in those bushels, but also greatly reduce your risk. That's the other thing that I would encourage the producer to think about. The market is expecting record corn and soybean yields. If you find yourself as one of those producers that are looking at really big bushels in the field, have you taken the next step on rallies to sell those? And if you have, great. If you haven't, really get with your grain buyer, get those offers working, because with the type of bearish fundamentals that we see specifically in soybeans, our advice is going to be rallies need to be sold. And I think the rally that we've seen over the last couple of weeks, that did produce a really good opportunity for some producers to lay off risk. And we definitely saw that. I think that's part of the reason why the market stopped at that 50-day moving average. We met a meaningful amount of farmer selling, and then the market rolled over.
And it seems like the dryness in Brazil has been a big part of the conversation here on soybeans. We've seen some Chinese demand for soybeans pick up. We've seen the hot and dry conditions in Brazil. I don't know how long that lasts, but I think the producer has to be mindful of what happens if that Brazilian hot and dry story runs out and this crop goes in on time.
Yeah, I think once we get into the U.S. harvest and we start to solidify our point of view of the size of that crop, the whole market focus is going to shift to South American weather. It has been hot and dry in Brazil. That is absolutely the case. The market knows all of that. I think part of the run that we've had off of that 955 and 385 low was some of the concerns about the dry finish to the U.S. crop and the dry weather in Brazil. But to your point, it's early in that growing season. It's not a key driving factor in the market because there's plenty of time for rain to come. And normally, we are entering into more of the rainy season. So from a sheer risk standpoint, if South America sees average weather, we simply have, you know, too large of global supplies to support above $4 corn futures and above $10 soybean futures. So we're going to need a South American weather story to try to pull prices meaningfully higher, especially for that 2025 season. You take a look at the prices we have for fall of 25 corn and soybeans. They're a decent premium to what we're seeing today, given the carry in the market. So while the farmer is laser focused on fall of 24 and needing to market, I would strongly encourage them to be paying very close attention to fall of 25, given the carry that's in the market and the what if scenario if South America has average weather, we are going to really struggle to hold these prices that we have today for the fall of 2025, in my opinion.
So we've got less than 2 minutes left. So I just want to be mindful of that. But what would you say to the producer that is reluctant to do marketing for 2025 because of the input cost conversation?
Yeah, there's no question it is a challenge. But my main advice would be look forward. Look forward at your operation and focus on your farm's potential. Unfortunately, we're going to have to yield our way out of this. But on a positive note, we're very capable of that. We have very good yields this year. And I just think the producer needs to reflect on, if I can just get average weather, I can grow the bushels and just do the math on where is a good place to reduce some of my risk. And it all comes back to have those orders working. We'll get volatility. We'll get some sort of a weather story that gives us an opportunity, but only the farmer that has the offer working that is tied to their marketing plan will be in a position to take advantage of it.
So I hear a couple things. Standing offers, really examine your operation, examine where you are with your potential for your bushels, and realize that the extra bushels allows you to sell at lower levels than maybe you previously thought you should, because those bushels will provide extra income and your dynamic break even does drop because of them. Well, Kevin, thank you for joining us today. I think we did a really good job of covering some good cash market information, things to look out for, things to try and take advantage of. And we're going to wrap up the show here when we come back from our next break.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
The next disaster is coming. The time to get ready is now. Make a plan. Identify meetup locations and people you'll need to contact. Put your contact list in your wallet, on your phone, and somewhere visible in your home. Build a kit. Store enough food and water for 3 days. Don't forget your pets. And consider buying a pre-made kit. Keep at least 7 days of medication on hand. Work with your pharmacist and insurance company to secure the extra doses. Make copies of important documents. Keep them on your phone, in the cloud, or on a USB stick. Stay informed. Learn about local hazards. Take courses in CPR and first aid. And sign up for local alert systems. An early warning can give you the time you need to prepare for a fast-moving disaster. Be ready. Learn more at americares.org/sendusin.
When it comes to growing soybeans, you need an advantage. And with Citavo soybean seed, you get a big one. 3.4 bushels per acre big. It's a yield advantage made possible by BASF genetics, proprietary germplasm, and industry-leading seed quality. Talk to your retailer today about staying ahead of the game with Citavo soybean seed. Distributed exclusively by BASF.
Spring floods, fall floods.
There's extreme fires, extreme drought.
Extreme weather cost American farmers over $21 billion in 2023.
Our farm is more resilient through the use of cover crops.
These USDA climate programs are good for Main Street America.
Conservation practices that help farmers weather these storms are at risk in the Farm Bill.
If you're smart farming, you're also climate smart farming.
Climate smart farming is just smart farming. Learn more at investinourland.org. Paid for by Invest in Our Land.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine, not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
The Scoop Podcast is where we talk about tight supply chains, emerging agronomic challenges, technology tools delivering ROI. I'm Margie Eckelkamp, editor of The Scoop and host of The Scoop Podcast. Join me as I interview leaders from across the ag retail sector. Farmers are working hard for every bushel, and their trusted advisors are by their side. Find The Scoop Podcast wherever you find podcasts so you are up to date on everything ag retail.
Hey, y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Snakes. Zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to AgriTalk, where the conversation begins. Join us at 855-4-TALK-AG. And welcome back to AgriTalk, everybody. Your pal, Davis Michelson, here with Brian Split from AgMarket.net in the floory chair. Brian, well done today. That was a great conversation, dude.
Yeah, you know, Kevin's a really intelligent guy, and I always appreciate getting to get some insights from him. And this is a difficult marketing time frame right now, and every little bit counts. And I feel like if we can kind of at least address some of the things we want to avoid, some of the mistakes that have been made in the past and continue to be made every year, at least if we can bring that to light and provide some alternatives and ways to navigate that, I think that's very useful for the producer.
As someone in your position, or perhaps, you know, also with Kevin Clausen of John Stewart and Associates, do you ever find yourself feeling a little bit like a psychologist? I love the way that Clausen put it. You got to turn that crop into cash and then re-own it. I don't know, man. I'm afraid to let loose of that physical in this kind of price environment. I'm afraid to be out there on the, you know, I feel like I'm without a net if I don't have the physical. How do you talk to those folks?
So I think it's just really boils down to, if you're going to own something, what is the most efficient way to own it? And owning something in a facility where you don't have it on hand in your own physical possession, and you are paying interest on the money, and you still have the downside risk of the futures, and you're paying someone to hold it for you, there's a lot of no-nos in that situation. And, you know, I've been doing this for 17 years, okay? And I think that this time of year, and for the next 2 months, a lot of my conversations with new individuals that I'm just beginning a business relationship with will really focus on that one item of, okay, if you are paying commercial storage, let's really examine that. Let's look at some alternatives, because when you're paying interest on, you know, your physical, it is the interest on $3 and, you know, 80 cents or whatever that your cash price is. But when you own a call, you're only paying interest on the value of that call. So it's a much smaller dollar amount, number one. I think we provided a live example of where buying an at-the-money call because of the volatility value in the options is relatively cheap right now. So the amount of time that you can buy at-the-money ownership for in a corn call is longer than what you would pay the same amount for storage. And so I think if you really compare that apple to apple, and you have to do that, you have to compare the amount of time that you're going to pay commercial storage versus the amount of time that the option exists and try to keep it on the same playing field. And if you do the math on the storage fees for X amount of time and find an option that exists for this that same amount of time, that option is likely to be cheaper. Now, that is, and that's just the price of the option versus price of storage. That does not include the interest on the money. And that certainly does not even include the idea that if you're paying commercial storage, you still have the risk of the market going down, right? You're paying that storage regardless of whether futures go higher or lower. So if futures go down 20 cents plus you paid 25 cents in storage, that's 45 cents, right? If you buy a call for the same 25 cents and the market goes down, you can only lose that 25 cents, which you were going to pay in storage anyway. And now you're paying interest on a smaller amount because it's on the call, not on the whole full nominal value of the bushels. And you don't have the downside risk if the market does go down 20 or 30 or whatever it is. Now, what you do lose when you let go of the cash is you lose basis potential, right? So if basis did appreciate, that is not something you're going to get in your futures account through your call.
Sure, sure. That makes sense. It kind of feels like a theme and an undercurrent. Maybe I've got this wrong. Help me out if I do. Is to get our producers set up so that we can punch through whatever price pressure harvest may throw at us. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah, I think right now, you know, the relatively low value of the options goes both ways. If you have bushels that you are just not going to sell right now, we do have to recognize that there is still downside potential on futures values. Is it for the next 30 days? Is it for 45 days? Is it for the next couple months? But just to give you an idea, I mean, there's a November option that's priced off December corn. A $4 put there is under 10 cents. That's 45 days of a $4 floor that you're paying for that 9.25. If you wanted to go straight to December, it's about 11.5 cents, and that gets you all the way to November 22nd. So almost Thanksgiving. So when you think about the price levels that we've already seen at 385, when you think about what a put, you know, for 45 days, I mean, that would give you a net floor of basically about 390 when you account for fees. So you're going to guarantee yourself that for the next 45 days, you have a floor under unpriced bushels that's about a nickel higher than a current contract low. And again, this is one of those situations where there's going to be a lot of bushels that don't have a home. And they're not going to have storage on farm. And what are you going to do with these bushels? And again, the price risk during harvest for the next 30 days, 45 days, 60 days, whatever it is, I think options are there and they're cheap to allow you to feel comfortable if the market does make a new leg lower here in the meantime.
Kevin said something that I really liked and something that I would aspire to latch on to in my life. Opportunity starts with a plan. How much can I store? How much do I need to get rid of? Where am I going to put what it is that I need to get rid of? These are all things that you need to have lined up ahead of time, aren't they, Brian?
Yeah, I mean, these are decisions that you don't want to have to make on the spot at the time, right? You want to kind of set yourself up for success. And it's like a football team, you know, they're not going to go and the Bears aren't going to jump in here on Sunday and have no plan for the team they're playing. They're going to look at tape. They're going to see, you know, weaknesses and strengths of the team, and they're going to make a plan for it. And you have to do the same thing with your marketing.
Absolutely. Before I have you take us out here, let me just real quick look at the 6 to 10 day outlook according to the National Weather Service. Basically, the eastern 2/3 of the nation above normal temperatures expected, below normal temperatures on the west coast. Above normal precipitation in the PNW, near normal through most of the belt, below normal around the Michigan area there. Brian, it's been a real treat to have you with us here on AgriTalk this afternoon. Dude, I always love talking with you. Why don't you go ahead and take us out, man?
All right, Davis. Yeah, it has been a great show today. I appreciate you guys having me on. Again, thanks to Kevin Clausen from John Stewart & Associates, and hope to be in the chair again soon for Chip. I like when he goes on vacation.
AgMarket.net is releasing its upgraded app. The AgMarket.net app with revised MyFarm software is now available on Google Play and the Apple App Store. A desktop version is available through the website. Evaluate multiple profit scenarios, maintain a dashboard of farm marketing operations, and view local cash and futures bids. Track production costs, calculate dynamic break-evens, and record crop sales within multiple farms. Download it today at AgMarket.net or call 844-4AG-MRKT to learn more. There's a risk of loss in trading futures under options.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
Didn't get what you really wanted over the holidays? Give yourself what you've always wanted from Stitch Fix. With Stitch Fix, you get new, updated wardrobe pieces hand-picked by a personal stylist and delivered right to your door. Now you don't have to leave the house to shop for clothes.